It's time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takitai Kim.
On the 30th of August, Māori King Kingi Tuheitia Pōtato Te Whiriwhiro VII, who had reigned as Māori King since 2006, passed away, being laid to rest on the summit of Taupiri Maunga. Various political party members from across the political spectrum attended the tangihanga of Kingi Tuheitia, alongside thousands of other attendees at Tūranga Waiwai Marae in Naruohia. For our weekly catch-up, I spoke to Te Pāti Māori's Mario Meno Kapa Kingi about Kingi Tuheitia's passing and the legacy he has left. I also spoke on Kaipara Mayor Craig Jepson denying a request for a minute's silence at a meeting for Kingi Tuheitia's passing. And finally, I spoke to Mario Meno about the crowning of Kuini Ngā Waihono I Te Pō as the new Māori monarch, the youngest daughter of Kingi Tuheitia at the Tangi. I just want to touch on the passing of Kingi Tuheitia Pōtato Te Whiriwhiro VII, as we were unable to discuss this last week. How has Te Pāti Māori been mourning Kingi Tuheitia's passing?
Like everyone else, to be completely honest, Joel, you know, thousands and thousands went to the marae, supported in any way, paid our respects, talked with, you know, with the whānau, laughed and did all the usual things that one does when you're mourning somebody and at the same time celebrating the life that he had and the children and you know, that marae, it's especially so, a really, really important time to be together and, of course, to welcome in the new monarch. So what a sad and important and time for us all.
What has the attendance at the tangihanga and the general showing of support been like for the passing of Kingi Tuheitia?
Well, what I observed myself, and I was there for the whole period of time, that the attendance, the love, the respect shown was in the thousands. One particular day, I think it might have been the Monday, which is anyway, there's around 10,000 people on that particular day. So, you know, you're over the days as the numbers build each day. I don't know whether you've ever been there, Dob, but if you can imagine the logistics for it all, it's huge. And again, marking a special and sad occasion, just the volume of people that came onto the marae, including the PM and the team, his team and the Speaker and Deputy Prime Ministers all came onto the marae. So, yeah, and thousands and thousands of ordinary folk like you and me, you know, just showing up and supporting the kaupapa.
Kaipara Mayor Craig Jepson declined the call for a moment of silence at a council meeting last week for the passing of Kingi Tuheitia. When Te Ao Māori News reached out to Jepson following his denial of the moment of silence in the meeting, he responded a day later saying that this item had not been raised ahead of the meeting and was not on the agenda. What are Te Pāti Māori's thoughts on this?
Well, he obviously can't think for himself, you know. It would have been a simple and good and smart thing. But if you are that deeply ignorant and conceited and racist, you can't, you know, you just can't get past yourself. Or he clearly couldn't get past himself. And what a sad indictment on the man. But that's not the first time, and that's not the last time that he will show the country the kind of man he is. Which I think it's deplorable. We think it's deplorable, but we're not surprised. He is a product of his time, and he chooses it this time, you see? So, yeah, he obviously can't think for himself. You know, it is not at all unusual in a lead role as the chair and all of those things, which are, you can take a meeting, actually, of course, with as much as you can in the bounds of an agenda and of points of order and so on and so on. You can do the right thing quickly. It's not a big deal. He made it such, and he showed himself again for who he is. Terribly disappointing, but not surprising.
Kuini Ngā Waihono I Te Pō, the youngest child of Kingi Tuheitia, has been crowned as the new monarch at the Whakawahinga. How was the ceremony?
Oh, full of joy and tears and clapping even, and a signal moment, you know, a sentinel moment in our history, in this country's history. You have her, like her grandmother, But it was wonderful, just absolutely wonderful, joyful, tearful, and with all the ceremony and pomp that these things bring. But just on a very personal level, just such a joy, and it brought tears to my eyes and many, many others. And it still does, actually. So an important moment.
What have the reactions been like to the unveiling of Kuini Ngā Waihono I Te Pō as the new monarch?
Overwhelmingly positive, tremendous, future-facing, and a real new burst of, I think, hope. You know, like you've got someone so confident in who she is, so competent in who she is and where she is from. You know, when you've got those qualities in a monarch, and who is quietly but quite determinedly unafraid. You know, when you've got those qualities and you've got countless people, whānau and friends included, across the motu, across the country, and indeed across the ditch, it is all very positive. You know, when you reconcile that with what's going on in other sectors and in other places, particularly when it comes to Māori, this is such a shiny and bright symbol of positivity and young hope. I think it's very, very good. And I know it, as I can see it all around me, with friends and colleagues and as when we were staying in Kirikiriro and I came out just to have breakfast somewhere, and this lovely Pākehā gentleman came up and just said, asked me if I was going to the Tangina. I said, yes, I am. And he said, I'm from Christchurch. I've come up for something else. But he said, I just wanted to approach you and just say I'm learning Te Reo Māori now, and I just wanted to let you know my condolences. And you know, like, that wasn't just one moment. That happened for me constantly over the week, and that wouldn't have been just happening with me. So there are many people, Māori, many people Pākehā, many people Tauiwi, who recognised and acknowledged and respected the death of the king and then the crowning of the new monarch. So it's looking very hopeful and very, very positive.
And what does this mean in moving forward for Māoridom as a whole?
That... It's what does it mean? It means that things are gonna positive more. So I mean, what she symbolises and what she can do is pull quite besides the kīngitanga and the thousands that are dedicated to the kīngitanga, what you've got is a young woman, smart, educated, bilingual, gentle and unafraid. Carries the qualities very much of her mother and her father and her grandmother, for that matter, and she has the reach. So when you have such a significant role and you have the reach and you're prepared to step into that and demonstrate particularly the legacy that her father left, which was kotahitanga, which is to combine, to join together as Māoridom and to join together as a country. So that's, you know, those are all very, very strong positive signs for Māoridom and for Aotearoa, Kapua.
That was Te Pāti Māori's Mario Meno Kapakingi on the passing of Kingi Tuaitia and the crowning of Kuini Ngā Waihono I Te Pō as the new Māori monarch.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp.